Hi, Noah.
Yes.
Hey, Noah, it's Amy Nelson.
Hi.
Hey, I just got an email from you. What's going on?
Oh, you know, I just think, I think the fees are more than I want to pay, and I've got some local guys who I think can help me out a little bit better, and I don't, you guys have a whole lot of,
We have a whole lot of what?
A lot of forms that I don't want to fill out.
You've already filled out all the forms and submitted the application. I have it here that the Google Guarantee application has already been submitted by the client, which is you. And we've already started processing that application for the Google Guarantee approval. You sent in the business documents to us. We have the application itself, and that's being processed already. So what other documents are you referring to?
I don't know. I've probably got about 10 emails from Google and from you. There's quite a bit that I'm not sure if I have it all done, or I'm not sure what's all out there.
Yeah, so far every document that we've needed so far you have already completed with the application itself. The only thing that's left is for today is your onboarding appointment. We contacted you, I called you one time from my line, and then we contacted you three times from the 877 number yesterday to process your regular client onboarding. And all that is you're going to give us access to your Google business profile so we can begin the programming and get everything moving forward for the local listing as well. There's no other forms to fill out. However, if your office assistant, Jamie, has access to that stuff, we can always do the onboarding with her if that's easier for you.
I don't think she has access, no.
Okay.
So, I mean, I might decide at a later date. At this point in time, I'd like to cancel. I don't think it makes sense for what I'm trying to do. I'd just like to have my fees refunded, and, you know, maybe it does make sense, but I'm not comfortable with it at this point in time.
Okay. All right. Well, at this point, I know for a fact that I can go ahead and refund you the $249 for the local listing because we haven't began any work on that at all. But as far as the Google Guarantee, the application, you've already submitted the application on your part, and we've already began the process. Personally, I would suggest you completing that because that is something that's definitely going to help you, and that is something that you're going to be able to determine when you want to turn it on or when you want to turn it off. And since the application has already been submitted and we've began the work on that, I won't be able to refund the application fee for that. I can definitely refund the $249, but I won't be able to refund the application fee.
Okay.
So do you want to continue with the Google Guarantee since you've already completed the work on that and we've already begun it, or you just want to stop that as well?
Is that Google's fee or is that your fee?
That's the fee for the Google Guarantee for the application itself. So we're a partner to Google, and this is the fee that's charged to submit the application, run the background check, all the things.
That your company charges?
Yes, that's the fee that our company charges because we are a Google partner. So we pay to be a Google partner on a monthly basis by the practices that we have and also the education that we've gotten directly from Google. So we have to charge a fee for that, just like we charge a fee for the Google Ads and we charge a fee for the Google Business Profile.
Because Google Guarantee doesn't have a fee to sign up with them. They just have a monthly.
Right. So with the Google guarantee, like I said, all the Google products that we sell, Noah, there is a cost associated with them, yes. Now you definitely can submit. You can also run your own Google ads. You can submit your own Google business profile. You can submit to do your Google guarantee on your own. Absolutely. Any person can absolutely do those things. When they're submitted on behalf, like when a premier partner is submitting them, and also we know all the practices. We have access to all the algorithms, the Google changes, because we are a premier partner. We have our own Google team. Getting the approval happens in a much smoother process, and it also, you have us backing you up with that stuff, so it usually happens faster, and we make the process seamless. So instead of you having to try to get a hold of Google yourself or any of the other things, we take care of all that for you. But no, if you choose to move forward on any Google product, you can absolutely attempt that on your own. And a lot of people are successful. A lot of people also see trouble with it. So it really just depends. I'm not going to tell you it's rocket science, because it's not. But it just depends on, you know, how involved you are and what the requirements are. Some people run into certain hang-ups, and then they're not able to get over their hurdles, and they wind up calling us back to take care of it anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and, so you guys will set up all of the Google guarantee. We'll cancel the rest of it.
Okay.
And then you hand off the Google guarantee account to me?
The Google guarantee, after it's completely up and running, I believe that there is a process if you want us to hand it off to you. I know that I think there's some type of way that they have the ability to do that, but generally we run the campaigns and we also go ahead, because you have the dashboard, so if there's any disputes that need to happen on behalf of the company, or if there are any calls that are considered unqualified, we take care of all of those things for you. There's no additional cost to that. It's all inclusive with that one-time application fee, and then after that you're just paying for the individual lead.
And do you pre-screen? Like, are you listening to the calls and you automatically report the ones that are unqualified?
Absolutely. So we personally are not listening, but AI is listening, and all the calls are recorded. Absolutely. So, Noah, I'll remind you that our conversation last week was it was extensive. There was a lot of information I gave you. And I know that a lot of it might have been overwhelming. So one of the main features about Google Guarantee that sets it apart from any other type of paper lead service is the fact that all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So Google
by
only...
Google, or do you do that?
The call tracking, the call recording, that's a service that we provide here, and you have a dashboard. So all the calls are completely recorded, and that are coming in through that tracking phone number. So if it's a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. Now, AI is listening, looking for those buzzwords. So you don't have to call in and dispute a call. You won't even be charged for a call like that. If it's a spam call or a robocall, you wouldn't be charged for that. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, that's not a qualified lead. You wouldn't be charged for that. If they're asking for a service that's outside of your service radius, that's not listed on your service profile, you won't be charged for that either. Additionally, if they're asking for a service that isn't listed on your profile, like outside of the radius, or if they're, say they're asking for pool cleaning, that's not a service that you're offering. You're not doing pool maintenance. You're doing pool contracting. That's not considered a qualified lead. So there's only two instances that are considered a qualified lead, and that is A, if the client requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, which is probably never for what you guys are offering, or B, if you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Google considers that a qualified call. So all other instances are not considered qualified calls. Okay.
And your company disputes those for me, or
absolutely.
How does that happen?
Absolutely. That's
okay.
Absolutely our job, 1,000,000%.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's so you'll process the Google Guarantee application, cancel the other fee. And then what is my ongoing monthly bill?
Well, I have everything notated here. You chose to give up the landscaping. You didn't want to get qualified for, or the lawn care. You chose not to get qualified for that. We're qualifying you for the landscaping, the pool, as well as the snow. And the landscaping was the highest, but you let me know at point of sale that you did not want to start with that high budget. You wanted to start with the low budget for the pool, which is the $226. That is the starting budget for 13 leads, and that will come in between the snow vertical as well as the pool vertical. And I'll remind you, you have the ability to hold that budget, pause that budget, increase that lead flow as you see fit. So if you take on the first couple of leads and you want to increase the flow, then you can call in and say, I want 6 leads in a week, or I want 8 leads in a week. And additionally, if you take on the first couple of leads and now you're booked for a couple of weeks, you know for a fact you're not going to be able to take on any more calls for at least 2 weeks or longer, you call and pause the campaign.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be right. I'm going to grab a sandwich. I'll sit down in just a minute. Okay.
Is that
for
me?
Sounds good.
Is that okay? Sounds good for me?
Yeah.
Are you talking to somebody else? I heard you talking to somebody else.
No,
so
I just got to lunch.
Okay, I understand. Now, can I just ask you a quick question, Noah? Is there any specific reason that you don't want us to optimize and run the Facebook ads and do the Google local listing and capture all that local business for you? Is there any specific reason for that?
Yeah, I'm just not ready to make a decision on it.
Okay. Okay.
So.
All right. I was just curious. I mean, I didn't know if it was like a financial issue or if it was just you're not sure you can handle all the business or what it is. I absolutely want you to be comfortable with it. So I will go ahead and refund that $249 back to you now. Okay. And that'll come back. You'll get a confirmation email on that refund as well. And then if you want to, add that in at another point, then you know absolutely that we can take care of it for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Noah.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.